Welcome to the Cosmic Business Breakthrough Podcast. I'm your host, Sophia Pallas, and this podcast is for soulful entrepreneurs who want to harness the cosmic power of astrology to elevate their message, unlock flow, and attract their best clients ever. Join me every week and get excited to discover how you can use the energy of the cosmos to get the business breakthrough you've been waiting for. Welcome back to the Cosmic Business Breakthrough. Today we are going back to the planet Mars for a deeper dive into our best business strategies. Now, I did an episode a few weeks ago on Venus and our pricing strategy. This episode is going to take a wider look at our business in terms of our overarching business strategy. Because in astrology, Mars represents our action-taking abilities. It's our motivation, our drive, and our energy. So whichever zodiac sign you have Mars in your birth chart, this is going to be reflective of the ways you do business, the ways you take action in your business. And if you work intentionally with your Mars as your overarching business strategy, things will start to fall into place because this is kind of the direction you naturally want to go in. So we're going to look at all 12 signs. In fact, let's look at all 12 signs and the placement of Mars. Now, I do have another episode on Mars. It's an interview with the amazing astrologer Alicia Yusuf. You can check that out for a little more into what Mars can mean for you, because it can also indicate areas where you might find some frustration or reactivity in your business as well. But I really just want you to think about your overarching business strategy and how you can look to Mars to give you a greater insight into the strategy that's going to work best for you. So if you have Mars in Aries, Mars is at home in Aries, right? This is a very powerful place for Mars to be. Overarching business strategy for someone with Mars in Aries would be to embrace innovation, initiate new projects courageously or fearlessly. And you may really thrive in a competitive environment. So quick decision making and being proactive can really work in your favor in your overarching business strategy. This is kind of at odds with Mars in Taurus. So Mars is not so comfortable in Taurus, right? It is a stable and persistent energy. It's not a let's take action right now an energy. So a strategy for someone with Mars in Taurus is around building a solid foundation for the business. It's emphasizing reliability and endurance and long-term planning and steady progress. Those are the things that resonate with Taurus energy. So your business, your overarching business strategy needs to focus on that solid foundation, that step-by-step process. How are you creating a long-term plan? Or how are you affecting long-term change? For someone with Mars in Gemini, this is an adaptable energy. This is a very communicative, intellectually driven, right? It's very versatile. So a business strategy for someone with Mars in Gemini may be to use their excellent networking abilities or their excellent communication skills to build a business. You're going to want to focus on embracing those opportunities for networking, for communication, staying up to date with new trends, maybe even leveraging technology for business growth. Like, you are really connected. You can use that powerfully in your business. If you have Mars in Cancer, this is another tricky placement for Mars. So Mars in Cancer prioritizes emotional connections. It can feel a little defensive, can be a bit of a defensive position to have Mars in Cancer, but the strength of Mars in Cancer is its ability to build strong relationships, to build emotional connections with clients, with customers. This is a great business strategy for you if you have Mars in Cancer. You want to create something that feels supportive and nurturing. That's how you can work with that energy. But also remember that if you have Mars in Cancer, you're going to be quite protective of your own space and your own energy. So make sure that you consider that in your business strategy as well. And remember, I think this is a really interesting analogy to think about with Mars in Cancer. Think about the movement of the crab, right? The crab doesn't move forwards. It actually moves sideways. So you can be quite clever, and when everybody's zigging, you're going to zag. That's kind of like a Mars in Cancer strategy. But remembering that emotional connection is key. If you have Mars in Leo, this is a very confident, charismatic, creative place for Mars. So entrepreneurs with this placement of Mars are going to thrive when they can showcase their talents, receive recognition, letting that Leo shine. So your business strategy may be to highlight your creativity, highlight your individuality, highlight your public persona, build your personal brand. It might be a very strong personal brand if you have Mars in Leo. Pursue opportunities that are going to allow that self-expression and leadership to come through. If you have Mars in Virgo, quite a powerful placement for Mars when it comes to business strategy, because Mars in Virgo is very detail-oriented. It's very efficient as well. So if you have Mars in this sign, you're going to excel in roles or in businesses that require precision and attention to detail. Your business strategy is about quality control and optimization, improvement. How is it that you can improve things for people? So you want to pay attention to the finer details of your own products and services and maybe potentially of your clients. You want to have efficient systems and processes. And it's also really important as a business strategy that you provide exceptional service. If you have Mars in Libra, again, I have Mars in Libra. This is a tricky place to have Mars because it's the opposite sign to Aries, the sign that it rules. And Libra is a sign that's ruled by Venus. So it wants to connect. It doesn't want to divide. Mars is a cutting energy. Venus is a connective energy. But Mars in Libra can be quite a powerful strategist. The business strategy for someone with Mars in Libra is to emphasize partnership and collaboration. It's also great for Mars in Libra people to prioritize customer satisfaction or to create that sense of harmony with your clients. But it's important that you don't slip into people-pleasing tendencies if you have Mars in Libra as well. So there can be a real strength in activism as well with Mars in Libra. It is a justice-seeking placement of Mars. It is an activist placement of Mars because Libra is about fairness and justice. So part of your strategy might be around diversity and inclusion and creating more equity in the business as well. That may be a important business strategy for you. Scorpio Mars. Mars in Scorpio is very effective because Mars is the ruling planet of Scorpio. So You might have quite an intense and strategic and determined approach to business. A business strategy for you is to embrace that strategic planning ability or that strategic mind of yours and your ability to really dive deep into market research. Use that keen sense of observation that Mars in Scorpio has to really assess opportunities and threats. You can also focus on transformative strategies. So thinking about your business as an incubator of change, you know, what is the overarching business strategy in terms of transforming the lives or businesses of your customers or clients? You can also, you know, use a little bit of exclusivity as a business strategy. And we talked a bit about this in the Venus episode. But like I said, this is taking a little bit of a step back at the overall business strategy, not just the pricing strategy. If you have Mars in Sagittarius, this is another fire sign. So it is quite a strong place to have Mars. This is a very optimistic, adventurous, visionary place to have Mars. There's a natural risk taking to Mars in Sagittarius as well. So a business strategy for you may be to really go big, pursue a global agenda, emphasize that adventurous nature, and also really go for opportunities that allow you to learn or to showcase your wisdom. You know, I spoke with a client who has Mars in Sagittarius last week about getting on stage more and sharing a sermon. That is really an overarching business strategy for someone with Mars in Sagittarius, can work quite well. Where are your opportunities to speak, to deliver your wisdom, and to expand people's minds? That can be really powerful for people with Mars in Sagittarius. And it's also important for you to always be seeking opportunities for growth and expansion with Mars there. If you have Mars in Capricorn, this is a power placement for Mars. This is a very ambitious, disciplined Mars. This is a follow-through Mars. While a Mars in Aries has this powerful initiating energy, Mars in Capricorn has the follow-through. This is the place where Mars is exalted or lifted up in traditional astrology. So your overarching business strategy may be to focus on strategic planning and goal setting. You are going to be able to implement strong leadership, maybe a strong organizational structure. You want to go for business opportunities that are offering you with long-term growth and long-term stability. You know, the strength of Mars in Capricorn is going the distance. So think about your business strategy in that sense of, I'm here to go the distance. If you have Mars in Aquarius, this is a progressive Mars. It's an unconventional Mars. You're going to be thriving when you're able to do things that are outside the box and you're pioneering new products, new services, new approaches. So a business strategy for you is to embrace technology, to embrace innovation, to be an early adopter. You want to focus on community. That is a big strength of Aquarius energy, community, engagement, social impact, and really emphasize the uniqueness and originality of your products and services as part of your business strategy. If you have, finally, Pisces, sorry that you're always last, but if you have Mars in Pisces, this can be another tricky place to have Mars because Mars likes to be direct and Pisces energy is naturally indirect. It's naturally flowy. It's compassionate. It's intuitive. It's imaginative. So Pisces Mars is really great with creativity and with empathy. Similar to people with Mars in Cancer, you really want to emphasize emotional connections in your overarching business strategy. You know, how do you interact with your customers? Really make that core to your business. Having that amazing customer experience, having those amazing customer interactions, really leverage your creativity, your artistic talent too, because often people with Mars in Pisces can be quite artistic, quite creative, quite imaginative, but also bring things back to social responsibility. The business strategy can be tied in with social responsibility and compassion and helping others in need. That can be part of your business strategy. Really emphasize the human aspect of business, the way that we are all connected. This episode has been kind of like a general overview of Mars through the signs, but it might get you thinking about how to approach your business strategy or refine your business strategy so it sits better with you, right? Because often, you know, similar to pricing strategies or marketing strategies, we are pulled in loads of different directions because this person says you should do this and that person says you should do that. But tuning into your Mars will help you find a business strategy that is suited to you, to your energy type, to the ways in which you take action, you prefer to take action. And it will also help you maybe uncover some of the ways that you get frustrated or reactive. And I would go and listen to that episode with Alicia for more on that. I'd love to know what you think about this episode. Please let me know. Get in touch on Instagram, email me, whatever suits you. Go and check out where Mars is in your chart and what it might be telling you about your best business strategy. And as always, if you want to go deeper with this, book in for a one-on-one Cosmic Business Breakthrough call. The link will be in the show notes. Thanks for joining me on the Cosmic Business Breakthrough. If you'd like to learn more about what I do, head to sophiapalace.com or follow me at sophiapalace over on Instagram. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, I'd love for you to take a moment and review the show if you found it helpful and share it with a few friends. Thanks again, and I'll speak to you next time.